An eminent artist by the name of Anne Hamilton once said that in every work of art, there is something that is appearing that has never existed before. And by default, it's only natural that out of a sense of knowing, unknowing appears. Not knowing appears. When Siddhartha was born, long ago and far away, his beloved parents knew what he was supposed to do. They had a son, and the son was born to be a great ruler, a great prince, king. And so they closed the doors. They battened down the hatches and kept him safe and sound and raised him up to be what they knew he would be. And yet, there is a subterfuge going on here, the artistry of becoming, that which has never existed before. That question, what am I? What is this? So a child will ask, and a child will find a way out into not knowing. Thereby inspiring us, generation after generation, to find that door that is no door. Break through that wall that is no wall. Before thinking mind, don't know mind. So I ask you, how, and this is, I think, a central question of our practice, how can we tell the difference between knowing and not knowing? I would really like to end this talk right here, but I think I'm supposed to take up a little more time. So let me just say, just talk about this don't know mind a little bit. When we have a ceremony, several people said, everyone said such extraordinarily wise and beautiful and heartfelt true things. And what I notice also is a certain kind of, I don't know how it is for you, but I think it's a kind of courage, even though we're pretty friendly here, there's a kind of courage to come up and be oneself. Yeah? To be oneself and to express what is appearing. And this gives us a sense, I think, of what this don't know mind really is. It calls on us to step away from a place of silence, conformity. I mean, we sit in silence, but that silence is a silence of breaking down doors and making a big noise with this question internally, what am I? Don't know. So, I think that we inspire each other by practicing the activity of not knowing. Where we feel tight and solid with our convictions, be careful. Pablo Neruda, a beloved poet that I've always just adored, he said, "Beloved, we walk on the fragile edge of a heap of earth." This is another way of talking about that edge that we practice with. That is the middle way, but it's a very fine edge. It's a very fine edge. I noticed within myself as I was preparing for this talk just this morning that there was a kind of resistance in me. As, my day job is as an artist, and to follow a form. Okay, I'm supposed to hold up a stick and then hit the table and say something. And so there's a part of me that wants to rebel. I am an artist. I'm going to do something different. This is knowing. This is knowing. So, Siddhartha, in going out, stepping out secretively to encounter all the, life, this is giving birth to awakening, something that we do every single day. You could say, in fact, that we are born agains, and born again, and born again, moment by moment, busting out of our convictions, out of our certainty, into uncertainty, not knowing. So, I'm still going to try to keep this very short because we have better things coming up. What is don't know mind? And how can we give birth to it? Cut! Just now, all the baby Buddha's ears may be ringing a little tiny bit. Time to feed them cake.